This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Good Monday morning, everybody. I am Glenda Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings in Phoenix, Arizona. And you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for October 5th, episode 1270, brought to you by Omega Alpha Equine. Good morning, horse world.
Hold on. My thing's all screwed up.
Oh my gosh. Oh,
I don't know what happened.
He talks to me before the show about keeping the noise level down, staying professional. Blah, blah, blah. It's all your fault. I got reprimanded before the show, so you guys know.
This is Horses in the Morning with your lovable hosts, Jamie Jennings.
I am the queen. You listen to me.
I'm sorry that people are so jealous of me, but I can't help it that I'm popular.
Glenn the Geek.
You look especially radiant today, Your Grace.
I'm going to do a terrific show today because I'm good enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Happy Monday.
Well, see, what happened was I have my list here and I hit the header and it changed where everything was on the list because I always put it in order. And now it's alphabetical and now I'm not going to find any sound the rest of the day.
Do you know what that sounds like to me? Like you are like Charlie Brown's teacher.
I can't figure out how to change it back now.
Oh, no.
All right. So, well, we'll just have to be a little slow on the sound today. That's Monday.
That's all right. There's a lot of people that are having worse problems than us today.
That's right. You know what? We got to give our best to all our friends, family. We have family there, listeners in the Carolinas. I know we have a lot of listeners there. You know, it's just been, they're calling it the thousand-year rain. And there's just this rainstorm that sat over the Carolinas all weekend, just didn't move. And some places like a suburb of Charleston called Mount Pleasant had 24 inches. Mm-hmm. It's 2 feet of rain. They just have had hundreds and hundreds of rescues. The National Guard's out. They're trying to sandbag everything again. I don't know if you've seen the pictures, but there's just old towns underwater.
My friend Jessica is near Mount Pleasant and is just so unbelievably frustrated. And it's just awful what they're going through right now. And so they've discovered a couple leaks in their roof. So she's having to go, like, they got one, maybe like a 20-minute slowdown of the rain. So they were able to go up on the roof and try to patch some holes. Like, I mean, they live in kind of an older farmhouse, so it's got to be brutal. And she was so frustrated with not being able to let her dogs outside. She's like six rescue dogs. She's like, oh my God.
She's lucky she doesn't have water up to the second story. I mean,
yeah. Yeah. This is true.
She's going to be one of the lucky ones when this is all done.
Yeah.
It's, yeah. And I'm sure there's farms, you know, and horses and all kinds of things affected over there. I know that the Red Cross has activated a ton of shelters because there's power out everywhere. Roads are closed everywhere. Dams are broken. Just a whole lot of problems up there. Now, fortunately, the hurricane looks like it's staying off the coast. So that's something. I mean, they're getting the waves from it and that kind of thing, but they're not going to get a hit after all of this.
Terrible.
Yeah. So
we're thinking about you guys.
Our thoughts are with you.
Not that they're listening, but if they come back and catch up on the episodes when they have power.
Yes.
We will. We were here.
We were thinking about you. That's right. Well, Jennifer, what's coming up?
Coming up on today's Omega Alpha Monday edition, we've got more equine-inspired ways for you to profess your dedication to your horse habit in the world and perhaps achieve sheath cleaning song status. And on the also on the docket, we have the good, bad, and ugly news stories from the week, the top 10 of several things, and the wacky world of Horse Nation puts it all in perspective at the end of the show. So stay tuned for the free, folks.
So she has no idea what we're doing.
Exactly.
That's pretty much what I got out
well,
of it.
We don't have any idea what we're doing either, so why should she know if we don't know? But I do know that my wife, for the first time in a long time, has a daily whinny. So we'll let her up first.
Oh, what a surprise. I thought I was going to go last. Well, my daily whinny goes out to our local neighborhood association here in Florida, who recently repaved the roads, and they chose to put out the extra bucks to have those big white stripes put on the ground at the stop signs.
Oh, no.
For all the folks who don't pay close attention to when they're driving. I did this because we taught Scooter, whenever we started driving him on the roads, that every time you come to a stop sign, you stop. A good habit to have. And the big white lines just made it a whole lot easier for him to understand. I don't think horses look for road signs. And he would sometimes get a cookie, so he was really motivated. Well, on Saturday, I took Scooter and Beaker out for a neighborhood walk, and we had a stealth dog attack. And a stealth dog attack is when you have one of the neighborhood dogs come racing out of some hiding spot at a dead run without barking, which is terrifying to a horse because that usually means they're attacking. When they're barking, they're just barking. It's no big deal. Well, this stealth dog attack resulted in Scooter bolting down the street with the lead rope flapping between his front legs because he just took off like a dead.
Hey, wait a minute. You didn't tell me about any of this.
Well, he went cruising down the street, and it's right in front of our house, and he got to the first stop sign, which was only 50 yards away, and came to a screeching stop and turned around and looked for his cookie.
Forget the dog. Where's my cookie?
Where's the damn cookie? Oh,
did he wait for you to get up there then?
Yes. He came to a screeching halt at the stop sign and turned around and looked at me. He said, okay, where's cookie?
She didn't tell me this whole story, by the way.
Unbelievable. And horses are not supposed to be able to see red. Like, that's not one of the colors they're supposed to see. I'm calling BS on this whole, like, horses are colorblind thing.
Me too. I don't believe it for a second.
I don't believe it at all. Science be damned. We know.
That is fun. I didn't know. Well, you're lucky he stopped. After that, he either had to make a left or a right, or he was in the woods. So, well, is that the first time? That's the first time he's gotten away from you ponying him, isn't it?
Yeah, and it was really my fault. I did not have the lead rope gathered up properly. I was kind of goofing off, playing with my phone, you know, doing all that stupid crap.
She knows she didn't tell me about this. Well, it's good we taught him the stop sign thing then. He could have got hit by a car.
She's learning that you can't tell you anything before the show.
No.
That's right.
Because you are, you're like the worst fake. Oh, really, Jennifer? That's so funny. Like, everybody sees through it. Nobody buys it.
Well, I did not know about that one.
Good for you, Jen. It was well done. Okay.
All right, daily winning time for me. I'm going to give my daily whinny to one of our brand new listeners by the name of Michelle. She wrote, I am trying to catch up. I'm trying to catch my horse's knickers, but no luck so far. I think we have all these people out there. Listeners are out there with their phones in the barn just waiting. It's like, and all their friends are going, what are you doing? I got the record button ready. Looking forward to listening to the upcoming podcast, 12 Hours, which we'll talk more about here in a minute, and trying to listen to past ones too. Keep up the great show. And this was a new listener. She had just started listening. So welcome aboard, Michelle. We're glad you're here. We appreciate you stopping by.
I have two daily whinnies, but you don't have to play the sounder twice. We've already heard it enough. So my first one goes to dear Macy. Macy, who is the proud owner of Fighter Jet, my former horse. Macy boards here. And yesterday, she and I decided to go out and do a little gymnastics jump school. And I was on Thor, and I'll post the link to the awesomeness that is Thor jumping through a grid for the first time. When he's like, I'd rather run around them than go over them. But he figured it out by the end, sort of. But Macy, you know, I know what Jet is capable of. So I'm like, let's go through the grid. Let's make it bigger. So once I was done with Thor, I raised the jumps, And poor Macy, at the last second, she's really been working on flying lead changes with Jet. Well, he lands after the grid and he lands on his left lead. And she was kind of he kind of jumps you out of the tack a little bit sometimes. And she lands kind of turning to the right. So then Macy decides that she's going to pull him to the right because that's the way she's kind of falling. And Jet does his perfect flying lead change, which then catapults Macy to the left. And she ends up kind of hanging on him like sideways on his neck and pulls herself back up with her hand in the mane and everything. She's like, man, that hurt my hand. My finger hurts. That hurts. Oh, like, whatever. Shake it off. You know, like George Morris says, you either go to the hospital or you get back on. Not that you fell off, but that's like kind of my new thing. Like either ride on or go to the hospital. So I make her ride a little bit longer. I get a message last night of her in the emergency room and she has a spiral fracture to her hand.
Oh, geez.
That's like really bad.
You mean woman.
Like the biggest jerk in the world. I'm like, suck it up.
We've been doing too many George Morris quotes. You have George Morris on the brain.
I'm sorry, Macy. I'm sorry. You know, she's a grown woman. She could have just shaken it. She could have told me to shut up, but she didn't. I mean, and I, like with the jumps, I was like, do you want me to make it bigger? She's like, let's do it. Sorry, Macy.
She did one of those almost falls that you see all the time on the videos that get a million views.
Yeah, but you know what? This is amazing because now this is a horse chick for you. Way to go, Macy. She goes, well, guess I'm going to have to teach Jet how to neck rein.
There you go.
Girl.
That's funny.
One more. Don't play this out. Okay. So, you know, you guys, I had a tough week last week. And I think this was sent beforehand, but sometimes things have a way of finding you when you need them the most. So I think they Googled my address and got my old, don't Google my address. You will get the wrong address. And if he's trying to send me something, you've Googled me, it'll go to the wrong place. And then those people get really mad and they send it back to the post office and the post office then finds me, but they're really mad. So it took a long time for this to get to me, but I got a letter in the mail that has the handwriting of what looks like a serial killer. Okay. I mean, I should,
first of all, let's stop right there. You got a letter in the mail.
I didn't get a letter. I'm sorry. It is addressed to Thor the Mustang.
Oh, Thor gets a letter in the mail.
Thor got a letter in the mail. Okay. And the return address is the Clyde Cross, Russell, the Clyde Cross in Canada. There's no return address. Nothing.
Oh, so a horse wrote to Thor, your horse.
Yes, okay. A horse wrote to Thor. And so here's the letter. Dear Thor the Mustang, I overheard on the noise-making thing that the human listens to that you've never received a letter in the mail. I felt sad about that. So here is one from Canada. Do you remember me saying that? I don't remember why I said that.
Yeah, I don't either.
I see that your human is now jumping you, and that's really cool. I like jumping too. Sometimes when I want to have fun and be silly, I jump way too high. You should try that sometimes. It really scares the human.
You didn't read this to Thor, did you?
Of course I did. It was addressed to him. I didn't read it before he did. I hope that the big new fancy thoroughbred does not pick on you. And if he's a bully, you can always pee in his hay. Please be nice and take care of the mini human. Just like mini horses, they are fragile and cute, but often silly. Sorry I could not share an apple with you, but I have snuck in a sugar pack. Just don't tell the human. Gallop on, Russell the Clyde Cross.
And oh, there that's is so cute.
A sugar packet in here wrapped in plastic wrap. So, Russell, listen, tell your human thanks for helping put the postage stamps on here. And if you would have let a return address on there, Thor would have written you back. The Googling address, again, is not me. So if you want my address and you want to send me a message, just send me an email and I'll give you the address. I'm not too shy. Unless you're a serial killer. Don't ask for my address. Anyway. So,
well, you know, you got to be pretty impressed that Clyde could write it all. I know it looks like a serial killer, but, you know.
I was. You know, what's really scary, though, is that when you get a letter with this thing that does this,
Yeah, oh, inside that's true. It.
And it's like a like sugar packs stuck in an envelope that has the handwriting of a serial killer. I was like, Chad, should I open this? Like, what if it's anthrax? Like, it could be white powder.
And it was.
I sucked it up. I had Thor open it just in case. Oh, okay. For you. Yeah, you yeah. Suck it up. You take it. So anyway, thank you, Russell the Clyde Cross, for sending Thor a letter. And Thor was really appreciative. And I haven't given him the sugar pack yet because I wanted to save it for the show, but he'll get it after the show.
There you go.
So funny. So funny. That was hilarious. Thank you.
Well, we announced on Friday that we have a 12-hour holiday, live holiday radiothon coming up, brought to you by WeatherBeta. That's going to be on November 30th, Cyber Monday. I think it's the first time this has ever been done in the horse world. It's been done, as I was told by some listeners, there is a Disney podcast that does 24-hour and 48-hour live radiothon. So
they're probably raising money for something, right?
No, I think it's just having fun. It's Disney. You can talk about that for a long time, and there's a lot of rabid Disney fans out there. So I'm going to check with him to see exactly how he does it, because I happen to know Lou. So I'm going to drop him a note. But yes, so we're going to be doing it's 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern time. And we are going, Jamie and Jennifer and I are going to start the show. Wendy will be coming up and spending the night before. And then in the studio with me all day, helping Jennifer and I out, Wendy will be here. So she'll kind of be co-hosting and jumping in all day. And then Jamie is going to, you know, be here for the first hour and a half, 2 hours, like we normally do for Horses in the Morning. And then we're rotating through all of our other hosts all day long. So we have a total of 20 hosts now. So we'll be having kind of like a dressage hour, and an endurance hour, a jumping hour, a venting hour. Matter of fact, we're going to end the day, speaking of Leslie, who's coming on today, we're going to end the day with a Horse Nation, Eventing Nation hour. So from 8 to 9 o'clock, Leslie and Aubrey and a couple of the others from Horse Nation, Eventing Nation are coming on. And basically, that's going to be the party hour. From 8 to 9. Anything goes. Whatever happens, happens. They're inviting all their listeners and stuff to call in, so it should be pretty wild. But we're going to need your help coming up in the show, and all the shows are going to be requesting this, and there's kind of a little competition building now. I know Reese and Philip over in the dressage show were all up about this, and then Helena was all going, well, we'll get our people. So there's a little, and driving, I know, is into it. So this is what's happening. We're going to ask you to send in voicemails, and we've done this in the past. Remember, Jamie, we've gotten a lot of really fun voicemails the holidays. So we want Christmas voicemails. We want you to sing songs, get your kids to sing a song, whatever, do a poem. If you just want to call in and leave a voicemail with holiday wishes for your horses or your friends, we don't care. And the theme of this radiothon this year is favorite holiday memories. So we're going to have top riders and famous people calling in to talk about their favorite holiday memories, and we want to hear yours as well. So we're going to ask you to submit some voicemails where you can sing and dance or whatever you want to do. And then we're also going to ask you to call in that day. We want it to really, it's really going to be a party. We'll start with the eggnog, in Jamie's case, at 6 in the morning. And then we'll
Bailey's in the coffee.
There you go. That's right. And then we'll just go from there. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have prizes every hour. And we're going to have a variety of ways to win the prizes every hour. That's going to change each hour. So we have a reputation here of playing games, right? Playing trivia games. So that's probably what will end up happening here on Horses in the Morning. And then we're going to vary it up. Some will be Facebook. Some will be Twitter related. We might have you do, I don't know, a whole bunch of different stuff. We're coming up with those ideas now. And we'll be announcing all of that. We might have the best Periscope. You know, who knows? So we'll be putting all those things together, and we'll get you more details here. But we need you to start thinking now what you want to do that's different and fun for the voicemails. And all the different shows are going to be asking for those, and they're all kind of competing to see who comes up with the best ones. And we know who is, right, Jamie? It's Horses in the Morning.
Without
listeners.
A doubt. Yeah. I mean, you mentioned Periscope, and I'm like, oh, what can I do to Periscope? And I'm like, I think I could probably Periscope giving Lucky his morning pills and then send that in to you guys and to, you know, whatever you guys want to Periscope and send messages and record things and just have so much fun with it. And we need to win. Let's be honest. I'm a little competitive.
Yeah. No.
I know you're shocked. Like, I wanted so many that we're like, well, we just have to play like a 30-second clip from each one because there's so many that we can't get to them. Like, that's awesome. That'd be so cool.
And it really is a way for you guys to get involved. And we'll, as I said, we'll go over more details as we get it put together.
And anytime I can beat Reese Coffler Stanfield at anything, I would like to.
Oh, and they were the two that really got into this and said, well, dressage people are creative. And I said, oh, no.
No, they're not. No. Come on.
That's what I
said.
Come on. But, you
know. Are you kidding?
She seems to think that they can put it together. So we'll see.
So when they call in, we're going to have a phone number for them in a minute.
We'll get to all of that later. There's actually going to be a separate webpage for the Radiothon that will have all the details there, and we'll have the hours all listed out of what's coming up each hour and the prizes. Everything will be all for you to check out.
Okay, because I'm like, let's start calling now.
Well, thinking about what you want to do now and practicing. Start rehearsing.
And so when they call in, do they say, hey, I'm calling in from... because of Horses in the Morning, they need to clarify. Are we going to?
Well,
we'll
just have them call in during our time frame.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So you'll call in during your various time frames. So we'll have all our listeners call in. We want to talk to our listeners.
Well, so, what about the voicemails, though? Like, they need to.
The voicemails. Yep. They're going to submit their voicemails and we'll play them during that 2 hours then.
And you need to say that you are with Horses
yes,
in the Morning.
That's right. Yeah. That's a good point. Make a note of that, actually. That's a good point. I don't want
Reese taking credit for our listeners.
I know. I mean, who else had an Ice Road Trucker? Do you remember she did a song for us or a poem?
There's no competition. I mean, it's just none. But our listeners are the best, so we'll win.
Yeah, we're definitely going to win that. So keep that in mind. We want you to start thinking about those things. Speaking of our listeners, what are we calling that segment now? The thing where you ask non-horse people questions. Did we have a name for that?
I think it's Ask a Non-Horse Person a Question segment.
Okay, there we go. You did one the other day with one of the wives, one of the Air Force wives.
Yes.
And then I had one here that was submitted. Now I got to find it again because everything got messed up.
So here's what I found an article and it was kind of funny. And I thought we needed to steal this idea and actually use it as the Ask a Non-Horse Person, Horse People terminology and questions and see what it's kind of like the equestrian equivalent of kids say the darndest thing. And we wanted to know what your non-horse friends will say when you ask them certain questions, and you can pick any question or we'll put up a list of the ones I came up with later on and see what they answer.
But record it with your phone.
Yeah, record it.
Just send it to me in an email.
Voice memo.
Yep, you can. Voice memo if you have an iPhone, or there's a recorder also on Android phones. And it's really easy to send them by email. So definitely do that. Well, Robin Donahue did, and she did it with her 7-year-old child, Morgan.
I love it.
Now, Morgan is a little bit of a horse girl. Have you seen Morgan riding that Percheron?
Yes, it's awesome.
I mean, bareback, trotting down the road. That girl can ride.
That's an awesome Percheron, too.
Yeah, she has a good seat. So anyway, here's Morgan answering some questions from Mom, which I think makes it extra frustrating.
What is a chestnut?
It is like this big bump that goes on horses' legs.
You were right. Good job. What is a snaffle?
It sounds like a type of pig.
It sounds like a what?
Type of pig.
A type of pig.
It does, actually.
What is a cantle?
I think it sounds like a type of kangaroo.
A type of a kangaroo? Okay. What's a headstall?
It's a stall that has a head.
Okay. And what is a sheath?
It's a type of sheep.
A sheep. Okay.
That was it.
Yay!
Well, what is a head stall? It's a stall you with a head.
Duh. Dumb question, Mom.
Yeah. What the heck? I like the snaffle as a kind of pig. It kind of does sound like a kind of pig.
Oh, my gosh. That is so priceless.
There's kids say the darndest things right there.
Absolutely. She combined it.
She did. Well, that was great. All right. Well, you know what we haven't done in a long time, because we have had so many guests, is we haven't done any equestrian news, and there's a ton of it. So do you want to start?
Well, the first set of news I would like to mention is that there is a new BLM Carson City horse adoption that's going on, which
that's where
is
where you got Thor, right?
Yeah, it's where I got Thor. And so, Jen, can you post the link on the Facebook page right now, Horses in the Morning Facebook page? Because there are some big ones. Like, Thor, he's almost 16 hands. He was by far the biggest one, hands down, of the adoption that I went to and adopted him. Of course, I wanted the biggest one. But there's a couple that are 16 hands, and there's one in here that's 16-1. I mean, that's huge for a Mustang.
What are they feeding these things?
I don't know.
They eat good at the prison.
They eat good.
A lot of carbs. Exactly. You know, prisons are known for serving a lot of carbs, so apparently. Yeah.
You know what they do feed them is alfalfa. That's what
really?
Yes.
Well, he's good at the prison.
Oh, I don't know. This JJ guy could be Thor's cousin. Oh, different shaped head, but the same body.
Yep. But there are a couple that are very similar. Let's see if there's any. So, Glenn, which one do you like? I want which one I picked out.
There's one very thoroughbredy looking one, and that's Is it Broham? Looks very thoroughbredy. Now, he's only 14-1, but he looks bigger than that. I think they got that wrong. He looks much bigger than that, but he's black.
They don't get it wrong, by the way. So,
He does look bigger, doesn't he? Or this guy's really short. I don't know which. But this guy, he's really thoroughbred-y looking, and he's all black, which, of course, I like the all black ones.
Kinda That's like true.
And you know what? Let's just say here, too. We were talking about Thor earlier. Thor is a heck of a horse. He's probably one of the most reliable horses you have now, and he's a wild Mustang.
He is the coolest horse I've ever owned. I'm not going to lie. Like, Elisa Wallace told me that it's addicting and that you'll want more. And I was like, whatever. I want more.
So it's like Pringles. You want more?
Yes. You can't have just one. He is the coolest horse ever. I mean, he is so fun. He's snuggly too. Like, he appreciates, it's kind of like rescuing a dog from the pound. Like, they appreciate a good life. You know, the dog comes home, they're like, oh, thank God I'm here. I'm not there. So he was in a holding pen. He was rounded up with a helicopter. He was sent to this prison. And now he's like on a grass pasture and he works a little bit and he really appreciates it. So these horses are so fun, you guys. Seriously. Again, even after doing the Gentling Wild Mustangs.
Can I guess which one you like then before you say? You have a type, and I kind of think I know which one it is.
Oh, Chad knew immediately which one I would want.
Divot?
Without a doubt.
Yep.
That's the one.
He has that pony face that you like.
Gorgeous face. Stunning. He's 16-1. Oh my God. I want him so bad. The description is, Divot is a beautiful, gentle giant. He's the friendliest, most willing horse I've ever had the pleasure to work with. Blah, 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 blah. He's a great horse. And of course, you know, there is a Facebook page for people that have adopted from this prison, and every single person on there is like, oh my God, I want Divot.
Oh, so Divot's gonna go for a few bucks.
he would be out of my price range, I'm afraid, but we'll see. But I also liked Yeti, and Yeti is the horse right above him, and Yeti is gray, and Chad was very surprised that I wanted a gray horse, but he's just kind of cool looking. He's kind of flea bitten-y, and I don't know.
Talk about Butch for a second? Butch has kind of got the homely ugly thing going. He looks like a horse that would be named Butch. He just looks tough.
He looks like a tough Butch.
Yeah.
One tough Butch.
He does.
The thing is, he goes on about it. Butch is not spooky. He's very tough, but he's got a really unique color. He's not a buckskin and he's not a dun. He's like a bun. Is that a word?
Yeah, he's a bun. He's a bun. There we go.
He's a bun.
And he's not, I don't know, face-wise, I don't find him really attractive. He's kind of rough looking.
Oh, I love him. And I really like O'Malley with the white face, really pretty chestnut. And then there's one, Genius is from Thor's herd or from his range. So Genius might be related to Thor. So anyway, if you want to see what these are, go on our Horses in the Morning Facebook page, or you can go to blm.gov and or Google Wild Horse and Burro Saddle Trained Adoption October 2015. And that will show you all of these wonderful horses that are up for adoption. And I really want our listeners to go back and somebody else adopt one so they can tell me how that they love theirs incredibly much too. So my old trainer, Thor's trainer, is out of the program now. So he's not one of the trainers here. But
does that mean he got out or he's just out of the program?
I don't know.
You don't want to know.
I don't know. I don't need to know anything.
At first, when you said you got that message that looked like a serial killer wrote to you, I thought it was from somebody from the prison.
Oh! No, definitely not.
Okay, good. Well, while we're talking about cool things for friends of ours, I wanted to mention real quick and give a plug out. Stolen Horse International, netposse.com, has a brand new website that is now mobile friendly. So that is now live at netposse.com. So if you want to check it out, if you're a supporter of Net Posse, you're going to really like the new website. It's laid out better and it's easier to find horses that are you know, being searched for and are missing. So check it out, netposse.com. I just wanted to give them a little bit of love. That stolen horse, because they deserve it.
They do. Well, hey, what other news do we have here? Did you see that Wise Dan? I love him so much. He paraded at Keeneland over the weekend. There was a huge bunch of races, a lot of kind of win and you're in Breeders' Cup races that went on at Keeneland this past
week. This will be the last chance, right? They won't run them from now till the Breeders' Cup.
Pretty much it. Yeah. So I actually came up with I gave you one to play, and it was the Jockey Club Gold Cup. Yeah. And that's the win and you're in kind of classic race. But our listener Don Deems is like a professional stalker when it comes to Wise Dan. And so she went and visited him again. So she posted some videos.
She did?
And Don, if you can post at least one of those on our Horses in the Morning Facebook page, because I just love him so much. And watching him parade around, I'll post that link too, because he's just sexy. I mean, if a horse can be sexy, this horse is sexy. Oh, he's just got it. Sorry. He is not a Mustang. He is all thoroughbred. And look and get a cow. I'll post that right now. But yeah, so there was a race this past weekend. The Jockey Club Gold Cup. And this is definitely one of those win and you're in for the Breeders' Cup Classic. So the winners of this race will most likely run against Honor Code, Beholder, American Pharoah. I mean, this is going to be the most star-studded thing that happens in Breeders' Cup history. It's just going to be an amazing race. Glenn, also, they have put in over $5 million worth of seating at Keeneland.
I was just going to say, because Keeneland is always packed. You can't move if you're in the stands. I mean, you just can't move. So they must have put it. Where'd they put it?
They put it, like, if you're looking at the finish line.
Yeah.
To the left. So kind of as you're coming around the far.
There was some parking over there and fields and stuff. Yeah.
So they put a bunch of seating there. They spent over $5 million. Yeah, they needed it. But now they said that they can seat about 40,000, which is a lot for Keeneland. And
I don't know where they're going to park.
I know. It's like Santa Anita has 17 acres of parking. So, and they have probably, you know, a couple.
I mean,
we
parked at Keeneland like you have at times and walked like 3 miles to get to them. It seems like.
Yeah. You might as well take a city bus. I don't know. So anyway, so this is the Jockey Club Gold Cup. Remember, these horses, the winner of this one, you will most likely see again in a month, less than a month.
All right. Let's see if we can get this wound up here. I am playing this straight off the video and I'm not getting sound. Let me see if I can fix that. That's because there's no sound yet.
They're off in the Jockey Club Gold Cup, and Constitution comes out running. Wicked Strong's got speed today from the inside, and Wicked Strong takes the early lead. So he is unexpectedly making the pace here. Constitution going with Wicked Strong early on, and they're 3 lengths ahead of Coach Inge, who's taken back off the pace inside of FNX. Tonalist settles into stride in fifth position early on. He's 7 lengths off the lead and looks to spare trails. Onto the backstretch, a quarter 24 and 1/5 seconds, and Constitution has taken over now. Javier Castellano and Constitution in front. Wicked Strong, rein back now to sit in second. And then it's FNX in third. Coach Inge follows in fourth. Tonalist is making up ground. Tonalist and John Velasquez up to fifth position, now moving up a spot into fourth, and they're five lengths off the lead. Looks to Spare is last of them all. 48 flat for the first half mile. Constitution, a length and three quarters to Wicked Strong. FNX third to the outside. Tonalist is down toward the rail, and now he's only three lengths behind. And then it's Coach Inge to the outside of Tonalist, and Longshot Looks to Spare is trailing the field as they move around the far turn. And it is Constitution, and Wicked Strong comes back after him now on the outside. They went three quarters and 1:12 and two. Constitution and Wicked Strong are stride for stride on the lead. FNX is third on the outside of Tonalist, who's riding the rail around the turn. And he's two lengths off the lead, Coach Inge, and Looks to Spare. It is Wicked Strong. Wicked Strong's taken the lead. He has taken over from Constitution at the top of the stretch. Tonalist is now off the rail and making his move, and they're into the stretch in the Jockey Club Gold Cup, and it is Wicked Strong, and Tonalist has joined him, and Tonalist has taken the lead, pulling away from Wicked Strong, then FNX, and Coach Inge on the outside. They're coming into the final 16th, and John Velasquez is riding Tonalist to another win in the Jockey Club Gold Cup.
And he won it. Like,
yeah,
five
lengths at least.
Larry Colmans made it sound closer than it actually was. And of course, you guys know Tonalist as the one who ruined the bid for the Triple Crown for California Chrome. So he's still running. Imagine if California Chrome was going to run in this one too. Woo! Boy.
Well, speaking of this race, American Pharoah is still out in California, and they did some workouts with him. He was supposed to go to Kentucky this week, and Baffert said, nope, I'm going to keep him here for a while longer.
Gosh, I hope they don't ship him a couple days before the race.
I don't know. He said, I liked what I saw with the work. He's going right now the way I want him. I don't want to put him on a plane. Anytime you put a horse on a plane, it stresses them. And I'm thinking, don't you want to stress him 3 weeks ahead, not a week ahead?
Listen, let's get Bob Baffert on the phone here and let's tell him what we think.
Well, he did say this. He also said he wants to keep American Pharoah in California where it's warmer because it's kind of chilly in Kentucky right now. So,
yeah, no, it's smart. I mean, he's doing great. His workout was super fast. So they're probably feeling pretty good about that. Hopefully he came out of it okay, because he was flying. But there you go. That's another one that you're going to see in the Breeders' Cup Classic. Just amazing. Just amazing.
Well, let's talk a little bit about our sponsor. I wanted to mention, everybody, Omega Alpha, of course, is our sponsor, the all-natural products that that Jamie uses and that we use here at the Horse Radio Network. If you're looking for an all-natural supplement, then Omega Alpha is the way to go. And as you know, Dr. Chang stops by here once a month and talks in depth about horse nutrition and supplements and all the different things that go into Omega Alpha products. And I wanted to remind you, like with any of our guests, you can go to horsesinthemorning.com and you can just search Dr. Chang, and it'll bring up all of the past episodes that we've done, and there's a ton of them now. And you can go and just listen to Dr. Chang's 20 minutes that he's on the show talking about nutrition. So if you want to get caught up, and what's nice is in the descriptions of the show, it says exactly what he was talking about. So you can just look down through them all. You can decide which ones you want to listen to and go take a listen. He usually starts at about 30 minutes into the show. So that's the one good way to do it. Jennifer will post that link on our Facebook page too. So if you're looking to go back and get caught up on one, you know, he talked about it, but you didn't care at the time, and now all of a sudden your horse is making you care, then that is a good way to do that.
Good point. Yeah, you didn't need to know about the bronchodilators until your horse starts coming down with breathing problems or something. So you learn about airwaves. Like, yeah, definitely. That's a great way to look at it. I am knee deep in our friends at Omega Alpha right now, because Norman, by God, just won't get better. He is still in the stall. He's in a stall / paddock right now.
Remind everybody, Norman's her new giraffe.
Norman's the big 17 hen wuss
that got a puncture in his knee that's turned into a major event.
A bone infection. And so he's on some compounded medication.
Is his swelling down?
Yeah, so we started some dexamethasone shots on Friday, and after the shot, about 4 hours later, you could actually make out the tendons. Now, the knee still has this giant squishy cantaloupe swelling on it. Now, mind you guys, this is like a quarter inch cut. And just yesterday, I went to been flushing it out, and you kind of have to open it up and flush it out. And I thought, well, it's super healed over. I'm just, maybe I shouldn't. Okay, I'm supposed to open it. So I'm supposed to open it. And I'm like picking at it, you know, trying to get the syringe that I flush it with. It's really detailed and disgusting. And as I put the syringe in, all this pus comes out. Like, how much longer is this horse going to be where he's at? Because right now, he's on the Anti-Flam, which has anti-inflammatory and pain-relieving properties, but it's not bute, so it's not hurting his stomach because you can't have a horse on bute for a month or whatever. Then he's on Biotic 8 because he's been on so many antibiotics that the prebiotics in his gut is totally jacked up, so you have to kind of replace that. Then he is, bless his heart, he's been on stall rest for so long, and he's a fit thoroughbred. He's like, needs the equine chill. So I'm like, I'm throwing everything I've got at this horse. Thank you for Omega Alpha having all these wonderful supplements. Now, the one thing that I would really like is if Omega Alpha had like a brain enhancing supplement, maybe they do, because Chad was trimming trees outside of the paddock and a bunch of the little tree branches are small, but they fell down inside Norman's paddock. Well, we're out here playing. It's finally nice out and we all of a sudden I look over and Norman is running around in the paddock, freaking out. And one of the tree branches is like stuck. I don't know. I can't tell where it is, but it's stuck like in his fly mask.
Oh no.
And you would think that there was a snake in his face. He started like trying to get rid of it. He was cutting left and cutting right and spinning and bucking and bolting. And he's in this tiny little paddock. So I'm like, oh my God. So I run out there to like try to outside the fence because he was going so crazy. I mean, crazy. To see if I could kind of get him up next to the fence and I could grab the tree branch and pull it away. Now, mind you, the tree branch is like maybe like 3 feet long, but it has so many leaves on it. So it is like,
it was attacking him.
It was attacking him. So I run over there and he's, pah, 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 and I get him next to it. I'm like, come here, come here, come here, come here. And I go to grab the tree branch. It's in his mouth. He was holding onto it.
He was playing.
He was not playing. He thought he was going to eat the leaves and he was trying. I don't know what was going on, but it was in his mouth. And I grabbed the tree branch and he let go of it. And then he totally calmed down. I'm like, you, Chad's like, oh my God, that's the dumbest horse I've ever seen. He's like, that. He's like, I don't like the horse anymore. He's too stupid.
So he is quickly becoming one of these.
Oh gosh.
There are some horses even God can't help.
Ah, yes. That is him. That is him. I mean, going crazy. And it was in his mouth. All he had to do was open his mouth and let go of the leaves. Like, oh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Bless his heart. He's dumb. God. So we'll see how this. I mean, he might just kill himself out there. I don't know. I don't know.
That's too funny. Well, you know, I want to thank all 100 of our listeners who have sent me every article there has been since Kaylee Cuoco announced her divorce. Because she's been in the news a lot because apparently she's been playing with her ponies a lot. She got a new horse, actually, since the divorce. Apparently she's taken some of that divorce money and she got a new horse called Zaza. So she now has two, I believe. But she participates every year, and over the weekend was the Longines Masters of Los Angeles. That's the jumping show that happens in Los Angeles, where all the rich and famous come out and watch some show jumping. Well, she participates that in every year, kind of in the celebrity thing. Well, they had a costume class, and she came out decked out, fully ready for Star Wars. She had her lightsaber. She was all decked out. And she brought the gang with her. She had Darth Vader and a whole bunch of Star Wars characters with her. She ended up winning that particular celebrity event. I don't know if she hired them from casting or what she did, but they looked good. I got to say they did look the part, but she was there, you know, in her Star Wars wearing her helmet. So I got to give her credit.
She looked like Luke Skywalker.
She did. Yeah. She kind of had the Luke Skywalker thing. And apparently she, you know, she brought along a bunch of other characters. So that was kind of cool. Chewie was there, and they did a little lightsaber fighting and stuff, and made an event out of it. So she's been in the news a lot lately because apparently she's been out playing with her horses a lot lately. So Kaylee is on the market.
Oh my goodness.
She makes $1 million an episode.
Do you like how your wife just laughed?
She makes $1 million an episode for all those single guys out there, just saying.
Yeah. And she's going to be calling the show any day.
You know what I'm going to do? We've had a lot, by the way, an update here on interns. We have by the way, we're going to get back to everybody shortly, but we've had a lot of people contact us about becoming interns. I'm going to put a bounty out on Kaylee so that we're going to give a reward for the first intern to book Kaylee on the show.
Oh my God, genius.
What do you think? Give them like $100 if they book Kaylee.
You got a better shot with that than Carrie Underwood, so.
I probably do, actually. At least Kaylee is horsey. So, anyway, well, we'll have to deal with that another day. But, yep, she's out there and available.
Well, speaking of Southern California and the glitz and the glamour of the show jumping world, we go to a non-glitzy and non-glamorous construction site. Did you hear about this?
No.
Oh, my gosh. So there's a construction site, you know, they're constantly building in Southern California. This is in San Diego County. It is the Old Creek Trails work site in Carlsbad, just south of State Route 78 in San Diego County. It's supposed to be this future site of 600 homes.
Oh, of course.
And these guys, yeah, it's probably a half an acre, 600 right. homes. Well, these guys are out digging, and oh my God, they find some bones. They found prehistoric remains of Ice Age horses, mammoth, turtles, and a bison. A prehistoric bison. It's the second ever only found in that county. The fossils range from 50,000 to 200,000 years old. Can you imagine, like, they clink, you hit something, you're like, oh, rock. Wait, so it turns out that large construction projects in California must have a paleontologist on site when they're moving large amount of dirt. Isn't that funny?
Gives the paleontologists work, doesn't it?
Somebody's got to have a job somehow, I guess.
What else are they going to do? So that's perfect.
They find a fossil and they like cordon off the area and work stops in that area and they shift everybody like, okay, guys, go over there to that side of the half acre and start digging. But the bison fossil included a skull and a partial skeleton. And they said it's the most complete of any of the larger animals found at that site. And they haven't even identified the species of it. So they don't even, I mean, it's like super crazy. They also found two mammoths that were in that area too. So pretty cool. Just a reminder that we're not the first ones here, people.
Do you think that the state then stops all digging and construction until the whole thing could be excavated properly?
Yes. Yeah, that's what they said. Like, you must stop until everything, it says, work is halted to allow scientists to carefully remove the finds.
Oh, that'll take at least 10 years. I mean, they're going to have to dig all around it. And
I know. That's pretty crazy. Wow. Now, moving to the other side of the country, did you hear about this thing in New Jersey?
Yes, I did. I posted it the other day.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Oh.
The SPCA one?
Yes.
Yes. Tell us about it.
So there's a horse tied to a fence, and it had been there for several days. And so people started calling and reporting to animal welfare and the SPCA, reporting this abused horse that was tied to a fence. And so the Captain Rick Yoakum, who went out there to investigate, and it turns out that it's a fiberglass horse. So somebody had tied a fiberglass horse to a fence post, and people had complained about it so much. And thank God they did. Thank God they did. But
I think it's hilarious, though, on the homeowner's part. It's hilarious. Because they knew that's what was going to happen. That's why they did it.
This is the second time this has happened, because in Scotland, a lady had an ornamental donkey in her yard. And people started complaining that there was a donkey tied to a fence with no shelter. Like, it's a statue. It's kind of like when you post a picture of your child on a horse and you're holding the leg and your husband is holding onto the horse and people go, why isn't that kid wearing a helmet? Like, we got it. We got it. It's kind of like that. Like, the horse, it's a donkey. It's a statue. It's all under control. But people like to be helpful, and I appreciate that.
You know, and this one, the one, it looked like one of those plastic models that they used to, you know, for blankets in the showroom of the tax store.
Real looking. I mean, it has mane and blades and everything. It's not.
Mane was put on after. Yeah. And they made it dirty enough that it didn't look plastic, especially when it's tied by its neck to the post.
I mean, yeah. You have to look at it twice, just even looking at the picture, but I think it is hilarious.
All right, before we go to the song, I got one for you. This is a bizarre story out of Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, where I grew up.
Of course.
So this is a retired racehorse by the name of Bad Girl Phase.
We've all had a bad girl phase.
Yes, well... This one actually lives up to its name, too. So let me see if I can find the audio for this. I had it earlier. Oh.
You can find it. Just take your time. Hold on a
second. It's here somewhere. Oh, here we go. This is News 8.
Lancaster County reporter Caitlin Smith is live with what happened, and it's quite a story, Caitlin.
Two men from South Carolina came here to Lancaster County to pick up that horse, and they were driving back with her. They were right up there on Route 30, right here by
very busy road, Route 30.
When they say the horse got spooked and jumped over the back door of the trailer and ran right out onto the highway. Take a look at the horse. The brand new owners say that her name used to be Bad Girl Phase, but they were planning to change it to Lucy even before she got loose. She did do some damage to the trailer, but the horse herself, we're told, does have some cuts, but is expected to be okay. The owner says he had to chase her on the westbound side. Then she ran to the median, and someone stopped in the eastbound lane and was able to grab her lead.
Now, this is a major road. I mean, very, very
sounds
busy road.
Like it
is. There's tons of traffic on this road. It's the busiest road in the whole county. And the pictures show it was a two-horse trailer. But, you know, at the end of this story, they said, well, the owners admitted that the trailer might have been a little small. Okay, this was a thoroughbred, a good-sized thoroughbred. And when you looked at the trailer, it was one of those made for, like, tiny quarter horses. You know, the two-horse trailers made for tiny quarter horses. And the whole inside is kind of torn up. And then the back gate is, like, bent over. So somehow, either they didn't have this horse tied, I'm not sure what, but somehow it actually turned around in this tiny two-horse trailer and then jumped out the back.
Oh my gosh, that is a brave mare. Jeez.
Bad Girl Phase. This one's name actually lived up.
Yep. Man, what it would go through a horse's brain where they're like, I have got to get the hell out of here.
Out of here. The hay's that bad. I got to go.
Yeah.
Anyway, they got a bigger trailer then to haul it is what the end of the story was.
Probably a good idea.
Yeah, probably. They're lucky. Nothing worse happened on that road. All right, let's do this. Let's take a break for our song. I got a little Raquel Renner. I was doing some periscoping over the weekend. I don't know if you saw Jennifer going around and I had to pony out. But I saw Raquel Renner was doing some periscoping too from a concert she was doing. And I thought I'd play a little I Wanna Know You. And we'll be back after this and Equestrian Collections because Leslie's showing up with the Wacky World of Horses. Hi, Glenn here. And I am with Debbie from Equestrian Collections with this week's Product of the Week.
Hi, Glenn. This week I'm featuring one product, but two types of the same product, the WeatherBeta Elite Saddle Pad. It comes in both all-purpose and dressage style. The thing that makes this unique is it has a sticky piece. It's on the outside of the pad. The outside of the pad is a suede type of material. The inside, of course, is the wicking lining, so your horse is cool and all that. But the outside has this grippy silicone patch logo that actually it's sticky for your saddle, not for your horse. So it tends to not slip. So if you have a saddle, particularly like one of these treeless, and you know, if you can use this and it'll help stick to it, because sometimes with some of those saddles you can't use use the binding thing. So this will help keep your saddle in place. It also has another way cool feature, which is the girth patch. Instead of being the same material, it's a PVC covered patch there. So it not only is more durable, but then it would keep your pad from getting stained, you know, because sometimes that happens with girth. So I thought that was a pretty unique feature as well. So that's why I wanted to feature that this week. It does come with the all-purpose type and also the dressage type. So check it out. It's by WeatherBeta, well-known, well-beloved brand, WeatherBeta Elite Saddle Pad.
And in a lot of colors.
Yeah, that's true. That's another thing. It comes in blue, light blue, dark blue, pink, purple, and white, and all that. So, yeah, take a look at it. I think you'll like it.
And Price is Right at EquestrianCollections.com. Just search for WeatherBeta Elite, and you'll find it there at EquestrianCollections.com. This product highlight was produced by the Horse Radio Network. Listen to all of
with you, I want to talk with you, I want to see the world through your eyes, I want to stay with you, I want to play with you, hear the rain fall down from your skies, don't be afraid to show me what you what you think they mean. I want to feel what makes your heart beat. If you take a stand that I don't understand, it's okay if it's confusing to me. Uncomplicated is so overrated. Love is not just something you do. Talk with you. I want to see the world through your
That was Raquel Renner. You can find all her music at RaquelRenner.com. You're listening to Horses in the Morning. I'm Glenda Geek here with Jamie Jennings, and Coach Jen is in the producer chair. And tomorrow, we will have the jumping episode for you. Emily will be here, and along with Jamie. You're co-hosting that, right?
Yes, I am. Thanks for reminding me so I didn't oversleep again.
I kind of slyly threw that in there so I'd remind you. Yes, you're going to be co-hosting. You two make a great pair and do a great job with the jumping episode every month. So, and I know she has some terrific guests booked, and she's looking forward to it. She's been out riding her horses and having fun in the jumping world, so she'll be here tomorrow. I think still from New York. I think she said she heads for Florida next week.
It's a tough life.
Yeah.
It's a tough life.
From New York to Florida.
I know. Poor thing. I feel so sorry for her.
I do, too. It is difficult doing those jobs like she has.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Horses, the ultimate frontier. These are the adventures of Horse Nation. Its weekly mission to explore strange equestrian behaviors and to exploit horse humor in the wacky world of horses.
Yes, it is that time. Leslie, hello, how are you?
Oh, man, speaking of the struggle is real, traveling. Guess where I'm going tomorrow?
Oh my God. Somebody word that's going to make me super jealous.
I'm going to Boekelo in the Netherlands.
Oh, wow. Glenn, can we get their sponsors, please?
I'll tell you what. They're doing much better than we are. Look at her bragging, too.
She couldn't even stand it. Like, she didn't even get 2 seconds. And she didn't even say good morning. She's like, oh,
that's right.
Okay. What are you doing tomorrow? That's what I'm doing.
Oh, ridiculous.
Obnoxious.
And what are you going there for?
Well, they have a CCI 3-star. And
okay, they have those all over the world. How do you get to go to the Netherlands for one of those?
It's a big deal. We've got the U.S. Nations Cup team going. We've got a bunch of American riders. So I don't know. You know, it should be pretty exciting.
You think? Oh my gosh! So are you gonna be shopping for horses there? Because that's what I would want to do too. Is just go look around at all the amazing barns and warmbloods and.
Right.
What,
shopping might be a little out of the league.
You don't have to buy anything.
Okay. You can't shop if you can't afford to even transport them home. I mean, that's
gonna be. Oh my gosh. So what are you packing? What does one take to the Netherlands?
Your passport. I don't know. I've got wooden shoes are a big thing over there, right?
Yeah, you have some?
Clogs. I've got some Danskos. I'll definitely bring those. I think that's.
I don't. Is the wooden shoe thing still common?
I don't know. Maybe.
Hey, it actually is. We were at a driving event. Well, it was Live Oak, and there's always a lot of people from the Netherlands in the driving world, and one of them was wearing wooden shoes. I'm not kidding.
Yeah. You know, I was looking around. It is a crazy place. Like, I was looking around. I like to, because we here at Avenue Nation, we may get there, but we are pretty, we travel on the ghetto.
on the cheap.
I was just booking hotels in Priceline today for our trip to Jamie's at the end of the month, and they give you from 5-star to 1-star. So you guys are doing the 1-stars?
Well, we don't even no hotel's not even a thing. Like last week at the ACs, like I stayed with like one of our riders' grandmothers who happened to live like nearby. Like seriously, and so Airbnb is like a big we love doing that because it's generally cheaper. And
well, how has your experience been? I've never known anybody who's actually used it.
I've had great experiences, and you can stay in sort of neat, unusual places. Like I was looking, for an Airbnb in the Netherlands, and there are like a couple of like windmills that you can stay in, which is crazy, right? Like you can just rent a windmill that's like turned into an apartment. Which
I don't
know
what Airbnb is, so I'm looking that up right now.
Well, describe it for.
So it's like people put list their own if they have a spare room.
It's
in
like
their
Uber house, for houses and apartments.
Cottage, Uber. That's a great comparison. It's often really neat. When I went to Germany this summer, I stayed in this adorable little cottage that had like a reindeer that, you know, like the woman that that rented it to me, she's like, you've got to keep an eye out for the reindeer. He's been eating my roses. I was like,
what'd she want you to do about it? Go out and smack his nose? Don't eat those. Did you pet the reindeer?
No, I wish. I never saw it.
Oh.
Well, here, so you're going to the Netherlands. How close is Bokolo to Amsterdam? Because I am worried sick about you. Being that close to Amsterdam.
Being that close. I know. You should talk to my husband. He's like, please just come home in one piece.
So your husband wasn't worried about when you went to Brazil, but he's worried about this.
Yeah, right. it's about an hour and a half away. It's actually really close to the German border. So,
it's supposed to be super pretty though, right?
Yeah, supposed to be. It's supposed to be gorgeous.
And that's that part of the Netherlands and that area is really horse country. I mean, you'll have the local news, the national news from the Netherlands will be there. They cover horse events.
Yeah. And I expect, you know, what's so neat about, you know, that country's teams are like orange is their big color, right? So they just show up in, which, you know, I'm like a UT.
And it's construction worker orange too. It's construction worker orange too. It's orange. Yeah.
Just like here in Tennessee, that's the University of Tennessee. That's their, you know, the Vols.
You're going to look like you're at home.
Sea of orange. I know. Might even have some orange outfits I can bring.
Oh, this is going to be so incredible. What an amazing trip this is going to be. So,
yeah.
Well, take notes. I'm sure you will. And let us know about everything that goes on. Just awesome. Oh, my gosh. I'm so jealous.
We want to know about the stuff you can't write on Eventing Nation.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, so I'm not going to be here next Monday. I'm sure Kristen would be happy to fill in, but because I'll still be in. I'll probably be in like a jail in Amsterdam. Like, I shouldn't have eaten that brownie somebody gave me. I just thought it was a brownie. You know, I don't think you should eat any baked goods that
definitely not.
You never know what's in that stuff over
Gosh,
there.
That's amazing. You know, they do have Skype in the Netherlands, so you could still be on the show, but let's be honest, it's not because you're going to be busy. It's because you're going to be hungover and or drunk at that time of the day, probably drunk. So you just don't want to embarrass yourself. It's fine. We understand. It's good. Don't lie to me, though. Don't you lie to me.
No. But it's because of the time change, right? Like, mm-hmm. It'll be
like 6 p.m. there. I mean, God.
Yeah, that's way past the time where she could possibly talk.
I will be on a plane. I'm pretty sure. I think I did the math on this, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to be on a plane.
Don't you lie to me. Keep going. Yeah. What's going on Horse Nation, if you even care anymore?
I love Horse Nation. It's my favorite. Oh, and all the usual madness. Kristen's been writing some hilarious stuff lately. I think she's coming from my job. Such as let's see. What is this one that 9 equestrian things that need to come in pumpkin spice. Like, I don't know about you, but I'm obsessed with like pumpkin spice anything. So
it's that time of the year.
Yeah,
it's that time of the year. And so she just came up with this hilarious list of things that should come in pumpkin spice. Pumpkin spice bits. They have them in apple. They have them in, you know, right?
Okay, she got a little more ridiculous as it went on.
Pumpkin spice dewormer, like who wouldn't, what horse would like turn that down?
You're absolutely right. Pumpkin spice dewormer, pumpkin spice licky things, like those seem like a no-brainer. And then she continues on to get a little crazy.
It gets, like, well, of course it gets a little crazy.
It gets a little crazy. That's pumpkin spice. Way. Helmet spray.
That's kind of gross.
What's that smell in your head? It's like kind of like BO and sweat and pumpkin spice all at the same time. Pumpkin spice shoshin. What's that smell? It's kind of like dried poop mixed with pumpkin spice. pumpkin spice supplements. Then she goes to pumpkin spice shavings. What's that ammonia uriny pumpkin spicy smell in your
barn? I got to look and see. Yes, of course. This article was sponsored by Starbucks.
I was waiting for someone to mention Starbucks.
And the final one was
this time of the year.
Pumpkin spice arena footing. Come on.
This whole thing would make you want to go to Starbucks. Every one of these would just make you think about Starbucks.
It makes me want to start drinking. Like, pumpkin spice is something that you should curl up next to the fire and have some sort of hot toddy with like a pumpkin spice flavor.
Pumpkin
yeah.
beer? Do you guys like pumpkin beer?
I like beer. It doesn't matter what it is.
Everybody's putting their pumpkin beers out, and some of them just like taste like pumpkin pie. I'm like, I don't even know, I don't understand this what I'm drinking, but
yeah, your mouth gets confused. Yeah, your mouth is too confused. It just doesn't get it. There's some foods that are like that, right?
Yeah,
yeah. Your mouth, your body, and your mouth and your mind can't come all together on it.
No.
Yeah. I like the one you did, too, because we've all done these. It's the 19 ways to kill your phone at the barn. Kristen wrote that one, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I don't know about you guys. I've never actually, like, I try to kill my phone every day of my life. Like, not on accident, you know, but.
I'm always amazed. I was at Helena's, and her phone was cracked in about 50 million pieces, the screen, and it still worked. How does that happen, where you can crack it to it looks like the whole thing's just going to crumble, and she's still swiping away? How are you not cutting your finger? How do you not have Band-Aids on your fingers?
Yeah. I lost my phone, an old iPhone of mine, for like 5 days in the arena. Like, it fell out of my pocket, and then and it rained, and I could not find it. Finally, I was dragging the ring, and I found it, but it still worked. I mean, it was out of battery and a little soggy, but I think I just have a good case on it. I have a good case.
It's really important. I was looking through some of these, and mine has fallen out of my pocket, and then Jet stepped on it while we were trotting by because I didn't realize it. So that broke it. And then another one was, you have it in here, is dropping it in the water trough. Mm-hmm. And we have chickens as well as the horses and all this stuff out back. And so every horse has a water trough, and then the chickens have this like low water trough thing. And my phone is in my back pocket all the time. Well, Lucas, my 2-year-old, decides to grab my phone and run with it. And because he reaches in your back pocket, he's a little thief. He's going to be like amazing, a little pickpocket. So he picks pockets out of my and then runs. And I'm like, Lucas. And he like looks at me and it was slow motion. He's like, whoa, drops it into the chicken water. And chicken water is gross water. Like, yeah. I don't know how people eat chickens. They're so gross. Like, they're disgusting. So I'm like trying to fish it out of this chicken water trough, and there's like, it was a mess. It actually, you know, people say put it in a bag of rice, and then some people say put it in the refrigerator. I put it in a bag of quinoa because that's all I had, and I put the quinoa in the refrigerator, and it actually worked.
Wow.
Yeah. there's your helpful hint. But you've got some great ones in here. Has anybody actually run their phone through the manure spreader? Has that happened?
Oh, man.
That would do a number on it.
I've accidentally run a lot of things through the manure spreader, but not my phone.
I'm just looking in here, dropping it and everything. The hay baler would do a number on it, too. Although, you know, we found some strange things in our hay. A working phone wouldn't be the worst of them, right?
Right. not be the worst. Some strange things.
I'll tell you what, you just mentioned chickens. At the price of eggs nowadays, I am ready to get some chickens, Jamie.
Seriously? Are eggs expensive?
Oh, my God. A dozen eggs here now is $4.50. If you get the organic kind, they're $8.50 a dozen.
Shut up.
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
No. Apparently, there's been a whole bunch of chickens dying from avian flu and has driven the price of eggs through the roof. $4.50. We used to pay $1.50 for a dozen.
Wow.
And they're $4.50 a dozen now.
And
maybe
also,
we should go vegan.
Mm-hmm. Fresh eggs are just so much. I mean, there's such a big difference in fresh, like just fresh from the chicken, eggs.
Do you have chickens?
Anything you can buy in the store. No, but I mean, I'll get them at the farmer's market or, you know, we did have some chickens out of the barn. But they got a little bit.
I don't know how anybody eats the white eggs that are mass produced and the hens are stuck in these little cages because they just don't get enough, like nutrition to actually pass that on. So definitely, Glenn, time to get some chickens. Let's do this.
Yeah. But the problem we have is coyotes, owls, and hawks.
That's why you have a coop.
The chickens would last about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
That's why you get a coop.
That's what happened to our chickens at the barn. Coyotes.
Aww. Yeah. Nope. Yeah. Well, they eat well. The coyotes. Yeah.
Jeez. So the final thing is your horse hangry? Explain what hangry is for those who don't know.
Oh, I think surely everyone knows what hangry is. It is what it sounds like. I definitely get hangry. It's when you need to eat and it... okay, the Oxford English Dictionary definition, bad-tempered or irritable as a result of hunger.
Yeah.
Urban Dictionary definition, hangry, when you are so hungry that your lack of food causes you to become angry, frustrated, or both.
Does your husband get hangry?
All husbands get hangry.
Exactly.
All men get hangry.
Because, I know when Chad's hangry, when he comes in and he's like, we just have too many horses. There are too many animals. I can't stand the dogs and that. When everything outside, I'm like, here, honey, have a Snickers. Like, turn back into a normal human.
Okay, please. But he's got extra piled on. He lives in the home of a vegan. So he's hungry for a burger, and he's not getting it, and he's mad. So he's got that extra piled on there.
He gets salmon that's wild caught that I get at Costco.
Okay, that is nothing like a burger. I'm sorry. It's just not.
See what you got to do. So what is Jennifer? What is Glenn's hangry symptom?
Glenn's hangry symptom is he gets fidgety.
Oh, I do.
He can't sit still when he's hungry.
Sit still when I'm hungry. I have to have food.
Yeah, you know how horses pace the fence at dinner time?
Oh, and yes. I'm one of those that will open the refrigerator 50 times expecting something different to be in there the next time I opened it.
Yeah.
You know? That's a man.
Yeah. And there isn't. For some reason, it looks the same as the last 5 minutes when I opened it.
You know, I love that my two-year-old, he's learned how to open the refrigerator, baby Luke, and he opened the refrigerator and he goes, now what? I was like, oh my God, I must do that all the time. Open the refrigerator, now what?
That's funny.
Oh gosh. So anyway, these are great. Go to horsenation.com. You can check them out. Listen, Leslie, we're not going to keep you because we understand you have packing to do.
She has to pack and gloat some more and call her friends and say, guess where I'm going tomorrow?
Hey, do you guys want to meet for lunch tomorrow? Sure. Oh, wait, I can't.
I can't.
Because I'm going.
I'm going to be in the Netherlands.
Hey, did we have a riding lesson scheduled tomorrow? Yeah. And then we'll go on a trail ride afterwards. Okay, great. Oh, I can't. Aww. I'm going to the Netherlands.
Have you ever invited your husband along to one of these trips?
No, but it's not because
she's
I don't,
honest.
Because when I go on these trips, like it is super fun. It's, but I am literally... Mm-hmm.
You're going to tell us you're working your butt off.
Oh,
you don't have time because you're working so hard.
I'm so busy watching a 3-star.
Yeah, it's just tough. I got to walk around the cross-country course, take pictures.
It's terrible.
Oh, my gosh. I'm just going to hang up on you guys.
Well,
have a great trip, Leslie.
You got to catch a flight to the Netherlands.
We can't wait to hear all about it.
Oh, you will.
I'm sure. Sure we will. Horsenation.com. Bye, Leslie.
Love you,
Leslie.
To you.
Love
Bye.
You mean it. What are you guys doing tomorrow? Oh, because I'm going to the Netherlands. Like, come on.
Oh, hey, Chester Weber, my neighbor here, won his 12th.
You say that he's your neighbor when you live in the hood and he lives on an estate.
Yeah. Well, he is like 3 miles away. That makes him my neighbor. Chester Weber claims the 12th USEF four-in-hand driving national championship in a row. 12 years in a row. He actually had some competition this year, but there were three others in the competition this year.
He didn't have competition. There were competitors.
There were competitors, yes. yes, there were competitors. That's 12 years in a row.
Hmm. Let's see. I'm on Airbnb right now. I think I need to take a trip. I need some vacation time.
I actually looked at some Airbnb for our trip.
You are staying in an Airbnb. It's called
my house. That's right. That's why I figured I didn't need it. But it can be expensive. You know, they say it's cheaper. It's not always cheaper when you take a look. But you do get to stay in somebody's house. I don't know. Would you do that? Would you rent your house out while you were gone?
Again, I harken back to the serial killer thing. I'm so nervous.
I know. I don't.
I've seen way too many X-Files.
Like, and there's been the occasional story, you know, that somebody rents it out and has a, you know, like a swinger party and destroys it. But that's the only occasional story. But
where is that one?
That'd be your house when they rent it out. Oh, let's go ride the horses.
Yeah. Naked.
Oh, chicken. Dinner.
Jeez.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I could do it. I don't know.
I think that's really cool, especially if you're in other countries, because then you get to talk to people.
I think where most of them are is they have like a coach house, or there's a second house, or there's an apartment on the property.
Yeah.
And they're renting that out. I don't know how many rent out their actual house, you know, that they live in. I don't know how many do that. I don't know. I don't know enough about it. But a lot of people like her that have done it say they have good luck with it. Hey, Jennifer, post this question on Facebook, our question of the day. Have you done Airbnb and has it been successful? So we'll see what the answer is.
I've never heard of it. So
yeah, I know a lot of people use it. A lot of people do use it. All well, right. let's end this show today. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining us. We really appreciate it. Jamie and Emily will be back tomorrow with a jumping episode. So you can tune
keep
in
reminding
then.
Me.
I think I can get it in once or twice more before the show's over. I got to remind Emily, too. No, she actually sent over her show notes. All's good. She's going to show up. Otherwise, it's going to be you talking about jumping for an hour and a half.
By yourself.
Well, go get a pumpkin spice latte. Head on to Starbucks. Do that. And we'll talk to everybody here. And the rest of the shows were out for last week, so don't forget about all the other 8 shows here on the Horse Radio Network. Get the app. By the way, we had a record number of downloads thanks to International Podcast Day and our listeners posting it everywhere. We had over 300 people download the app last week.
Awesome.
And that was a record in 1 week. So welcome to all the new listeners who are trying us out, and it'll be better tomorrow. So tune in again.
It'll be better tomorrow when
that's
we're
right.
not here.
When
Glenn's
right.
not here.
When I'm not here, it'll be better. With Jamie just here and Emily, it'll be much, much better. Tune in then. All right. See you, everybody.
Right. Love you guys. Mean it. Spay, neuter, geld. Stop the Mustang.